Well, hello there. Hi. How are you? In case you forgot, it's Jimmy Sims. Wow. It's been quite a while since I've done one of these things. I'm not quite sure I know how to do it. I can't tell you what a gorgeous, glorious morning this is. At the beginning of the year, I tried to clean up my life, clean up my act. And one of those things was to become a morning person. And I even did it through some app or some online thing. I think it was called green dot dot com. And I never did anything. So they're supposed to send you all these exercises and things to help yourself get up, be a morning person. And one time I did it, a couple weeks ago, 6 months later, I got up at 5 a.m., went to the gym, had breakfast with friends, had a life. Well, today I got up at 7. Laid in bed till 7:20. My friend said, I'm down by the beach, I'll come get you. And I just text back, I need coffee. I need hot coffee. It's funny that I've been successful in my journey to clean up my act. I wanted to go 30 days without drinking. You know, do that 28-day habit thing. Show that I'm in control of it and all that. Well, then 30 days turned into 60 days. 60 days turned into 90 days. And now I'm at 7 months in a couple days. So I'm pretty happy with that. I'm like, I didn't miss it. I had no reason to want to continue. And I say drinking because it's a depressant, and if you have depressing tendencies, then it makes you more depressed. But I've come to realize and come to enjoy my mornings. I'm down by the beach, I'm with Lexi, I'm with a friend. My friend is looking for glass. Lexi's in the water. She doesn't run anymore. She just keeps a watchful eye. She'll go, you know, several hundred yards ahead, but always knows where Dad is. And then at some point she thinks she's gone too far. And then she'll just run like a jet right straight back to me. And I'm breaking her into water because today, before she was kicking and screaming going into the water. But now, oh, here she comes, breaking into the water. And now, you know, she's like, come on, Dad. What you doing? What is you doing? Give me kisses. Yes, say hi. Good girl. Boy, did I luck out with that dog. It literally took us, and I'm trying not to use literally, but I just did. So it figuratively. Is figuratively correct? It just did. It took 2 years for us to get to love each other. She's like crazy though. Whenever I leave her with friends or my family, like go to the corner store, she just goes like crazy dog, yipping and yelling and screaming and stuff. But she used to run around a lot, like run away. And it was because she was in the Humane Society in a cage for 2 months, brought back twice. When I picked her up, she was just this rat dog. And when I got her, took her to the groomer and cleaned her up, I'm like, oh, she's cute under all of that. I can't tell you how much better things have been in such a short amount of time. I used to, with a friend at work, look at each other when things were just horrible and annoying and just look at each other and go, I can't do this. I can't do this another year. A few weeks ago, my boss told me, and I've been at my job for 13 years in my location, at my job for 15 years, going on 16. It's amazing how time flies. I used to live in Chicago, and my mom got sick. I moved home, took a year off from work. I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And then got a job with the company I worked for. Thought I would just do it for something else to do until something else came along to figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up. Lexi trying to say hi to people walking by. And now it's 16 years later. Well, when I was going to this location, I was supposed to go to another place, and then someone knew this management shake-up thing, decided I was going to where I ended up for 13 years. And that 13 years, I got pretty complacent. You know, these people became my family. And things in time have changed, and it's no longer fun being where I was. I think I was miserable where I was. The community is miserable and depressed. And then my mom got, you know, she was sick, and then she passed. And then I used my mom's death as an excuse to be sad for 6 years. And then I've come to realize through all of this, I say, sobriety. Because I am living a sober life. I am living a happy, peaceful life. You know, I haven't been to the gym in a month, and I feel fat, and I feel like I've gotten fat, and I have, but my body can yo-yo so quickly, so I'm not worried about that. Just a month or so ago, you know, my boss came to me and said this other location is suffering. They need tenure management there to turn it around, and you're the guy to do it. And hire other ups, you know, thought the same thing. And I just never wanted to go further than what I have because I just didn't want to deal with the stress of it all. Well, I was mad because then it was like I didn't have a choice. And then I was there for 2 weeks, was angry. And then it turned out a vacation came up, and the way it rolled out, I had 2 complete weeks off of vacation, 14 complete days off. Where does that ever happen anywhere? And then I came back like a superhero because I was rejuvenized, so happy that I didn't have to go back to the old place. It was a God shot. It was, if there was ever such thing as a God shot, that was it. And now I have friends and life, and I'm happy. And yeah, this might not be the career of my future that I want to continue doing for another 16 years, but at least it allows me to do the happy stuff I'm doing now. It allows me to take care of my dog and have a home, and people actually look at me in a new light. They don't have 16 years of history that I've had before. And that's happy. I'm happy. And so many God shots. Give me 1 second.
Come on, you want one? Come on.
What are you doing?
I was going to take your dog.
Why are you going to take my dog?
Because you're on the phone.
I'm not on my phone. I'm doing a show.
Oh, all right.
You want to sit and do my show?
Yeah. I find me a brown one.
A brown what? What is it?
Glass.
So I don't understand your process. I mean, the one time I tried to pick up glass, it was dog poop.
You gotta do it for a long time, baby. You know, I used to think, what the fuck am I doing down here looking for glass? This is boring. It's why am I here? And now it's like, you know what? You can pick out anything, even in the water when the waves are moving. But I still can't find my red, my elusive red.
I never knew that was our mission.
That is my mission. Find somebody that drinks whatever's in red, and then go out and leave the empty bottles in the lake, and so they'll crash on the rocks and break up into little pieces and come to the shore.
Well, comb your mind. What is red glass? Who drinks anything in red? Anything in red?
I don't know.
I can't even think of anything that was in a room. Why wouldn't there be?
that, or you know what, maybe some of the old ships that were out here that sunk or crashed or whatever, and, you know, maybe they had cranberry glass or red glass or whatever for their stemware. And it's sitting at the bottom of Lake Michigan, just waiting to come up to the shore. Look at that crazy dog.
I know, my doggy dog. She was so cute because she came up to me. I was walking in the water. I'm like, come here, come here. And she walked into the water. And I'm like, and she just sat there. Like, I'm like, do you want to go swim? Do you want to swim? And she's just looking at me, smiling like she does. And then I put the leash on her so she didn't get, you know, swept away and pulled her out.
Did she go in?
She went in the first time and then got her wet. And then she didn't run away to roll around in the sand. But then the second or third time I tried to pull her in, she was, like, dragging her feet. But
do you think maybe she's getting more used to it?
Well, the more you help me bring her down here, and you help me not stay in bed all morning. See, now look at her.
Oh, cool. I mean, you know, we can go to the gym, but, you know, Tim, I can't. You know, I can go to the gym in November and December. Look at the lake. Look at the sailboat out there in the channel.
I love watching them come in and out.
I do too. And there's a little bit of a haze. And look at those two lovers down there on the beach. Wonderful.
So I'm sitting here now with my new cohort, Bonnie, aka Lois Lane. And I can't believe it. In all of the goodness of the past 6 months, I've been blessed with a friend. And what's that saying that we always talk about? If you make so many friends or whatever and they stick.
What if you only have 3 friends or 5 friends in your life? You know, those are the ones that God really put in your life to make a difference. You know, you can have a lot of acquaintances, but you know what? It's the friends. The soulmates that I look at, you know what, man, I can call up when things are really good and when things are really going down the crapper real fast. And you know what, that's all I need to say is, you got 30 seconds, can you listen to me? And they say, yep. And especially in the times where I don't have time to talk, you know, and I'm in a crowd or I'm at work or something and things are going down and I just need to have a voice to let me just say what I need to say and say, okay, talk to you later, bye, meet you for coffee. Over to the sanctuary.
Well, that's true.
Where's your baby?
Lexi, come over here.
Okay.
Here she comes. Some people are like, you're so mean to your dog.
No,
I'm like,
she comes.
Like, that's
no,
just my that's angry it, yeah. dad voice. Yeah. It's not anything different than that.
She knows.
But it was more than that. It was like, I know it's not the 4 friends you meet in heaven or 5 friends. You know,
no.
You know, remember when that came out and everyone was reading it and they made a book within of whatever? It's like the things you learn from people out of life. And I firmly believe you have people that are put in your life to teach you stuff. And when they're done with that, then, you know, that's... We fight to hold on to these old friends and old relationships. But I think I'm a much happier person when I just realized that they were there for a time... for a reason, and to teach you a reason, and then that's when God or whoever, you know, takes you on to your next life. And I think out of all the millions of people in your life, and you have 4 solid, 5 solid good ones, that's an accomplishment.
Yes, it is. Because those are the people that know my history, and those are the ones that I trust. I mean, really trust. And that I don't have to do a lot of explaining. I don't have to do any explaining. I can just pick up the phone. You know, the other ones, yeah, there are people that, you know, lots of people that I've had in my life that, you know, they teach me the lessons, and sometimes I want to, you know, claw and fight to keep them there, but, you know, and I've been shown recently that they were there for the lesson, I'll let them go, Bonnie, and move on. And for me, that's important because, you know what, I am a people pleaser, and, you know, I want to have relationships work and stick and stay, and... That's not what it's all about. It's not what it's all about.
There was nothing nicer than this morning. Do you want to know something amazing?
Hmm.
It is almost 6 months, maybe, I think, with my CPAP machine.
Hmm.
Do you know that you're supposed to change the filter mandatorily every 30 days?
Oh, God, really? No, I did not know that.
Do you know that you're supposed to change your mask every 30 days.
Oh.
So I was realizing my mask was flimsy and all that, and I called because I wanted to check and see if I'm compliant for insurance and all that. Look at her. She dug a little hole, and now she's laying down in the sand.
Comfy, Dad.
I love my doggy dog, my booger butt. Oh, she looked. She looked at booger butt. So I called them last week, and they wanted to see if, check to see if they had any more masks for me. They didn't. They had to do a drop shipment. So when I came home yesterday, they was there on the step. And, you know, when I come home, especially from, you know, the sanctuary, Bonnie's sanctuary, you know, which doesn't make sense. We're up to like 1, 2 o'clock drinking coffee. And that shows you coffee does nothing for me. I mean, because I can go straight to bed. I'm out. So, it's, I mean, the technical giants that we are, that we figured out how to turn the timer on for iTunes for music, that's an accomplishment. But I actually, before I went to bed last night, I'm like, oh, let's take a look at this. And I broke a machine, a part on it. I'm at the super glue. It's just a thumb grip. So when you pull the thing out, you have something your thumb can hold on to. But for some reason, they made it so it looks like you can pull it off. But apparently, it shows no other purpose than for your thumb. Anyways, I put in the new filter and the new mask. And there's no instructions that come with these things. Nothing. But then, believe it or not, when I turned it on, that thing went right to my face.
Oh, it did.
And then I'm like, whoa. Because I don't remember doing that in a long time. And then I woke up this morning, and once again, it felt like I was asleep for 3 days. And it was only 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Tim.
So that means I left your house midnight-ish, got home one. And my ice cream was iced milk, by the way. Thank you very much. You owe me ice cream. A whole brand new thing of ice cream. Brother Bonnie just can't stop talking. So, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:59 exactly, I was awake, and I could have got up and went to the gym, which I didn't. I know I'm still trying to be the morning person. I was saying that earlier. And I'm like, wow, maybe, you know, the past few weeks, my little frustration is because, you know, I had gotten used to getting this good sleep, and then I wasn't getting it because my apparatus wasn't. I wasn't taking care of my apparatus to take care of me.
Good self-care, yep.
I know, right?
Yep.
So, and then I'm like, all right, it's dark. I ain't nothing going on. I am not going to the gym as much as I want to be a morning person starting my day at 5. I don't know how people do that.
Not on Sunday.
Well, not on any day. I mean, you do. I don't know. I don't know how you get by on the little sleep that you get. But apparently you must get good sleep in what little bit you get.
It's catching up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then this morning, you know, you sent me the picture of you from the lake. I'm like, damn, what time did girl get up this morning? And then you're like,
but I didn't make my bed yet.
No, I didn't make mine either. I'm like, because I had a friend in college. He used to lay in bed. And I watched him one morning. He'd be doing this and moving this and moving his arms. You know, his arms are under the sheets and blankets and doing this. And like, what the f*** are you doing? And I look, and he gets out, and he has made his bed.
He's in it.
While he's in the bed before he gets out of the bed.
I have to try that.
I'm like, how the fuck? I tried it the other day. Well, because I don't know why I do some tossing and turning, and my dog digs under, and I pull it up, and I folded it over, and I slid out on the side, and that's how they did it. But then I go to the shower, and I come back, and then Doki Dog over there is dug into it. You can't even tell I made my bed.
I can always tell on the nights that I sleep real good that that's all I have to do is take the duvet and go, bed made. You know, you didn't move.
There, I mean, the secret, but still, the still secret is a good duvet. And isn't a duvet, isn't that the something that covers that you put out on the outside of or something?
Yeah.
So I maybe have a bedspread. And I don't like bedspread because that sounds like old lady. You know, like a knitted thing. But I got this nice, solid brown and light blue, this cocoa and light blue. I love that color combination. But, you know, that thing, no matter how bad my sheets and stuff is and my pillows, I can just pull that sucker up and it hides anything under it.
So does mine.
It's like, you have no idea. There's a computer under there. There's headphones under there. There might be a candy bar. Who knows under there? You know, probably when I was boozing it up, there might have been some liquor in there. Who knows? So, So what, and it was just funny because you're just like, I'll be over there in 15 minutes. Or I don't even think you said 15 minutes.
Yeah, I did. I said, I was giving you a little bit of time to throw on your baseball hat and get your dog ready.
Well, it was more like you were giving me time to look at the message and give me a few minutes to decide what I'm going to do. And God, I'm so glad you did.
Because I was, when you texted back, because I was typing, I'm heading to the sanctuary to put it up. And then I'm like, oh, okay, he's ready. So I thought, I'm not even going to McDonald's. I'm going to stop at the gas station. I don't care what I look like. I'm going in.
I know, and you're like, what was that about the silver packs or the gold packs of coffee? You don't like Folgers.
Oh, my God. Now I know why. I don't. I mean, I have not bought a thing of coffee in 10 years.
But maybe that's what my new podcast would be. I always say take care of you. I think that's what I'm going to change it. Things that, who is playing?
Very cool.
You know, you can buy store-bought coffee that's good. There's like Choco Nuts or I know 4 o'clock coffee is good.
Is it 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
I don't know. Maybe it's 8 o'clock. I don't know.
Buy 8 o'clock.
Why would it be 4 o'clock? But then there's Choco Nuts, Choco Nuts, something out of New York.
All right.
Which is really good. But if you can find the dark roast, oh my God, it's so good. There's good coffees you can find. God, I don't know why coffee is so
cheap
expensive.
And I don't like, I know.
Well, you're being cheap.
I'm a snob, though, because when it comes to that, I don't like.
Save that cheap shit for the company you keep. They ain't going to know no difference. Old boy was just drinking. Hi, boo-boo.
Yeah, he really was.
He was sucking
it
down.
And he had your cup.
And he had my cup.
I was like, oh, what he put? I said, well, pick your poison here. And he's like, I said, oh. I didn't have the heart to tell
him. He took my cup. He took your chair. What you want, booga butt? What does my booga butt want? I love you.
But then Vicky, she took the chair. She looked good in that chair.
Oh, she looked grand. She was the only one that was dressed up. She's just sitting there with her little thing, just like, I'm just like, you go on, queen. She's queen. If we want to call her now,
she is, man.
That's her nickname, is queen.
And I would love to see her doing Proud Mary in her purple. Mini skirt or purple.
And you know,
girl.
You know, girl, pour it up.
Oh, you know she did. You know she did.
How did we go on that? What was the whole point of that? Talking about, I know it
just,
was like.
Was it music or I must have
Well,
been.
I know it was Mad Max. We were like going, she didn't think there should have been a 1, 2, and 3 and whatever. But I'm like, no, you had to have number 2 because if you didn't, you wouldn't have Tina Turner. And that's
that
when Tina Turner became Tina Turner.
Yeah,
and she
did.
She stole that show.
I might have to watch that just for her.
I mean, there was nothing more empowering than her in that.
Sweetheart. Look here, Lexi.
Boogabot. Hi, Boogabot. You know, sometimes she'll pose for her pictures.
You didn't put her dress on her, I noticed.
She was not getting a dress.
Was she? No.
Well,
Bonnie can't figure out how to get that thing on her, so I just put it on her leash.
You're a mess.
I know. You
can't figure iTunes. You can't figure nothing.
Like, you know what, Lexi? We're just going to go. She's so good.
We're just going to go with it.
Yep. She's good. Did you see how she was kissing me when I sent you the picture in the car?
Well, that's funny because I took a picture like that, but it looked like she was like attacking me because her teeth. She's got like the weirdest mouth. You know, sometimes she's all mouth, and then sometimes, I mean, look at her. She got this face, and then sometimes she looked like a rat. And then some of my friend by the other day goes, I took a picture, the picture you sent me of her down by your feet, and I had, blew it up a little bit so you didn't see your feet. And she's looking up in the camera like she always does, her little eyes and stuff. And my friend's like, she's not cute in this one. And I stopped talking to him.
Well, because
and he goes, well, being honest, she wasn't cute in that one. I said, my dog is cute every time.
That's right.
Look at her. She's just sitting there like a good girl.
Was that a storm last night or what?
When?
Oh my God!
When?
When we were sitting out in the sanctuary and then the storm came in.
How would you know? Because you were inside. I was in the store getting you ice.
Yes, you were.
Because you can't be bothered to get ice trays and you have ice filled for your
my guests.
What do we call them?
My book club members.
Book club members. It's a very exclusive book club.
And then they get invited to the supper club.
Oh, the only good people get... No, what's funny is that you invite them to supper club and then you decide I ain't having them over at supper club no more.
Ow! That's my feet, baby! Ow, Lexi!
Well, she's digging under... She wants to find your feet. What are you doing, Boogabot? What a gorgeous day. What a gorgeous day. I love you. Kisses. Give me kisses. So what's your goal for the day? What's your take care of you?
To take care of me while I go home and take a shower and get ready.
Do something
and
with
then,
that hair?
Yeah, exactly.
That raspiness of yours?
That's exactly
so
right.
So funny, I looked over at the couch last night. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with that hair, woman?
I told you, I said,
you got company, and you did not do nothing with that hair.
Not when I was sitting out there, and all of a sudden, I looked outside, I'm like, oh my God, one of my supper club members is here, and he's an hour early.
We'll call him the prophet.
The prophet, exactly. And I'm like, I still have my bathing suit.
You ran for it.
I had to go get my cover up on. I'm like, come on in.
I'm telling you, when I got out of the car to get the ice that you can't get for your guests, because you can't be bothered with ice and ice trays for anyone, those clouds, there's people pointing up at the clouds, and it was like a line of clouds.
Oh,
it wasn't like the whole sky.
Yeah.
It was like this line that went around, and they were like these really weird, I wouldn't say curly cute clouds, but it was like, I was just looking, it's going to rain on our head.
Yeah.
And it did.
It did, yep.
And I'm sitting in there, I got into the store before with my umbrella, and I couldn't find my little Superman one. I found like this 3-4 foot long one.
Yeah.
And of course I'm looking and I'm like, oh, there's a 5-pound thing of blueberries. Ooh, for $10. I got to get that.
Yep.
Ooh, there's a watermelon. They talk about watermelon. I got to get that. Oh, shoot. I got to get a 10-pound bag of ice. How the hell am I going to juggle all this?
I got to get a cart.
And the lady's like, that umbrella ain't gonna do you no good.
That's what she said.
She's like, ain't gonna do. I said, I know. And I said, but you know what? I said, you know when you're having a good hair day and you just don't want to mess. I said, guys have good hair days. She goes, yeah, you right. You got good hair today. I'm like, oh well, hair today, gone tomorrow.
And you did look good when you came back with all your treasures.
Oh,
Lexi found some.
Oh, now she found some dogs.
Found a dog. Oh, some
dogs.
Yeah,
she didn't care about you no more. She saw dogs. We're going to have to go see my dog.
You should.
Come on, Lexi. Get over here. Get over here. Oh, what a good day. So what are we going to do?
Well, I thought we were going to go up and down the Sunset Coast looking for our treasures. After
you kind of already did that.
Member.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Just to get in the car and drive. You know what? I did see a place down in New Buffalo when I was at the church yesterday.
At the church.
Called On.
Meeting at the church.
And it's Asian cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a... That could be a stop for
Come on, girl.
Roll.
Good girl. New. New. Come here. New. Oh, I want her to see the doggies in the water. Maybe she'll go play with them. Gotta love that dog.
Man, look at her picking them up and laying them down. You can go. Oh, nope.
Come here. Get over here.
She's like, I can't hear your voice this far, Dad.
Oh, she hears me. She just chooses not to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for inviting me down here.
Look, dude, we got 2 sailboats out there now.
Oh, here comes Doggy Dog.
Here's
Come on, Doggy Dog.